Various reauthorizations and fiscal year 16 spending bills also remain, as does possible repeal of mandatory country of origin meat labeling. American Farm Bureau Executive Director Dale Moore says at the top of that list is preventing retaliation by Canada and Mexico.
That they are, I guess, authorized or able to do under this latest ruling on the mandatory country of origin labeling relative to beef and pork. So we're hopeful that we can get that legislation wrapped up before that clock. I think that's what the 60-day clock or so runs out on that. We've got to stop that retaliation.
And there's agriculture and interior spending bills hung up over objections to continued across-the-board cuts known as sequestration, and interior also is targeting EPA's Waters of the U.S. rule.
It's not quite clear what's going on with ag appropriations. I know that a lot of folks are ready to move forward on that. We've been ready to, to weigh in where we need to, but that was one of those appropriation measures that got set aside a couple of weeks ago. And so now we're kind of anxious for Congress to get back into town and hopefully give a little bit of a hint as to how they plan to move forward.
There is also livestock mandatory price reporting, the Grain Standards Act, and governing grain inspection and more that the House passed last month, but the Senate must still pass by September 30th.